Okay, hello everyone. Welcome to the City Council General Meeting for August 12th. And this is Shelley, the Mayor. We will have the City of Gustavus Vision Statement. Councilmember Patrick is online. Councilmember Patrick, can you read that?
Yes, this is Councilmember Patrick.
Okay, pardon me, we have to have a roll call first.
Councilmember Patrick?
Here.
Councilmember Muscoviac?
Here.
Councilmember Bishop?
Here.
Councilmember Taylor?
Here.
Vice Mayor Taylor? Vice Mayor Taylor? Madam Mayor?
Here.
We have quorum.
Okay, now, Councilmember Patrick, if you could please read the vision statement for us. Oh, it looks like we've got Councilmember or Vice Mayor Bishop, not Bishop, Taylor is just joining us.
Yes, this is Councilmember Patrick. We envision a distinctive community that prospers while and by protecting its natural resources, with a sustainable economy and infrastructure that assures public health and safety while promoting personal development and initiative, and where all members take social responsibility and actively participate in decision-making affecting growth, development, regulation, and enforcement, and in which people retain a closeness with and caring for each other individually and collectively while working together to accomplish community goals and preserve community traditions.
All righty, thank you. So the first item on the agenda is the approval of minutes for the July 8th, 2024 general meeting. And Vice Mayor Taylor, do you have a motion for us?
I move to approve by unanimous consent the July 8th, 2024 general meeting minutes.
Okay. Kyle Bishop, I second.
Okay. Kyle, second. Okay, it is moved by Vice Mayor Taylor and seconded by Council Member Bishop to approve by unanimous consent the July 8th, 2024 general meeting minutes. The minutes have been previously distributed. Do any members of the public wish to offer any additions or corrections to the minutes? And waiting to see any hands. You, if you're interested in participating, you can raise your hand. And if you can't, your device doesn't let you raise your hand, you can speak up. Okay, I don't see any hands raised. And do any council members wish to make any additions or corrections to the minutes? No council members do. And if there are no objections to approving the unanimous consent or by unanimous consent, the general meeting minutes. The motion is passed by unanimous consent. The next item is the mayor's request for agenda changes. Does anyone from the council wish to make any changes to the agenda? Okay, see no hands raised. And we'll be doing a couple of one adjustment. I guess I'll be moving when we get to the consent agenda. I'll be moving, requesting that item 9, the Lands Committee member notification, nominations, and ratification be moved to new business. Other than that, we have no changes. So, moving on to committee reports and staff reports, I'll invite the presenters in the order listed to speak. Please state your name, department, and keep reports to 5 minutes or less. And following the reports, the council will have an opportunity to ask clarifying questions. First up is Ian Barrier, manager operator of the Disposal and Recycling Center, giving us a quarterly report.
Madam Mayor, did we set the agenda by unanimous consent as presented? I know you talked about your consent agenda change, but did we set the agenda as is?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Ian Barrier, DRC manager. I don't have a whole lot to really add to my report, but I will say that since my last report, I finished my first fiscal year as manager, which was very nice. I definitely learned a lot, and of course, I'm going to continue to do so. Otherwise, this quarter has gone really well, and I don't really have anything to complain about. A couple points, too, that I just want to mention that I did have in my report is I'm really happy to see Chuck Schroth start the drainage ditch relocation, and I'm happy to see the landfill expansion starting to move forward. Another thing that I wanted to say, just because I thought it was interesting, is I did the five-year comparison, which is something Paul would do, and I discovered that we were under-reporting our recycling amounts pretty significantly. And I compiled all the data from Trash Flow a couple of times to make sure I didn't make any mistakes. So if you look at the five-year comparison, and if you looked at last year's, you'd be able to see the difference. It's pretty substantial. And it's a good thing because it means that our diversion ratio is higher than has been reported, and also means the cost per pound average is lower, which is a good thing.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. And that is item 2 in the council packet, and also page 11 is the chart, statistical chart. Thank you very much. Okay, next up we have, packet, we have a written report from Larry Platt for the Marine Facilities Coordinator quarterly report, and he states that he has retired. So we are, so long, hasta la vista, he says, I'm retired. And I guess this gives me an opportunity to announce that we have hired Ken McGowan, who started today, who will be the new Marine Facilities Coordinator. And we're very happy to have him on board, and he's already started work today. Okay, so we'll have the City Treasurer monthly report, Ben Sadler.
Thank you, Shelley. Ben Sadler, City Treasurer. Like Ian, I don't have a whole lot to say, probably less than he did. The few things that I thought I would point out tonight, we're only a month into the, on the report that you have, we're only a month into the new fiscal year, and we received our payment in lieu of taxes check, came in at $169.17. We had budgeted $150, so that's $1,100 or $11,000 we weren't necessarily expecting. In the first month, we brought in $143,302 in taxes. So again, pretty good stuff. And that's really the only things I have to highlight. Does anybody have any questions?
Okay. Do council members have any questions, telephone questions? Okay. None in the chambers and none online. Thank you, Ben. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then, the last is, City Administrator Kathy Leary. And let me see if she's up in Anchorage. Kathy, can you take it away? We see that you're there, but that you're muted. Okay, Kathy, if you, we're not able to hear you at this point. If we're able to pick you up later, maybe we can.
Okay, I unmuted. It wouldn't work with the Alt A, so sorry about that. I'm just trying to get to my report rather than depending on the there we go. Okay. So right now, I just got into Kodiak not too long ago for the Alaska Municipal League summer meeting. And additionally, is the Alaska Municipal Management Association meeting. so it's a lovely day in Kodiak. And hope to learn a lot of good things while I'm here. I updated the grant submission. Some of them are still awaiting notifications, as you can see. But we did get the $20,000 grant from National League of Cities, which is to match AP&T for heat pump acquisition. And Councilman Taylor, I'm sure, will fill us in on more of that when it comes time to do the policy and procedure approval. We are going to be sending out an update with a rollout of the project around town. We are having problems with our news group listing, which our city clerk can explain, and Councilman Taylor will explain more details on this later. Last time I reported that our congressionally directed spending request for the compost facility had been moved out of the subcommittee, but now it's been moved out of the second committee. It's still preliminary, but it's good news. So that appropriations markup came out of the Interior and Environment Appropriations Bill. So I put the update that was emailed to me, if you care to read it. We just found out that we got the $20,000 from the CrossFit Foundation for the Salmon River Park Phase 2 expansion. So that's good news. We got some questions from FEMA. Because they had looked favorably at our application, they wanted more information from us. That doesn't still mean we'll come out of it at the end, but it's better news than just being denied. And so that's in my report, that information. We're still waiting to hear about the PIDP grant. And we won't know about that till October or November. And Sol and I are working on the project and budget narrative that needs to be turned into DCCED so they can send us our grant agreement. I believe that went in today with the paperwork that we had to get signed. And you've got Larry's report. We have had some issues with some vessels not exactly paying attention to what's happening down on the floats and breaking loose in rough weather or banging the floats in rough weather. And I think at some point, once our new marine facilities coordinator gets situated, we need to have a conversation about maybe relooking at, you know, our policies and our forms and maybe having a little more teeth to let's just say some liability issues for people who aren't won't comply. We've got the cybersecurity assessments complete. We just need to schedule a meeting for them to present the report. And thankfully, we finally have the radiation issue put to bed after a lot of work and scheduling and paperwork and expense. But you can see the photo, all because of that. That caused all that problem. Our city clerk has got the web form up and running for our folks to be able to report on our roads. And so it's on the website. When we get our news things fixed better, we'll be able to let people know. We have let people know on Facebook, but we the news thing just isn't working for some people with certain email addresses. We're working on the permitting process and draft work plan for the DRC Recycling Center project. And we additionally have put the RFQ for same old road on hold till we can, you know, address concerns about some of the various residents, but we will be adding gravel to the one area that can retains the most water. And Senator Sullivan did send a letter of response to the new OSHA proposed rules, which were kind of onerous for small volunteer fire departments. And hopefully he's going to get some feedback from them. We were grateful that he was able to send it in because there was a lot of things that would have impacted small volunteer fire departments like ours. So that's my report. If anybody has any questions.
Okay. Okay. Any council members wish to ask any questions? The council members on Zoom, do you have any clarifying questions to ask of the administrator? Oh, thank you, Kathy. That's a very well done report. Okay, let's see our next This brings us to public comment on non-agenda items. This is one of two opportunities for the public to weigh in on non-agenda items. And if you would like to make public comment at this time, please click the participants icon and then the hand icon to raise your hand. If you don't have that option, unmute your phone. State your full name before speaking and refrain from speaking if your comments have already been addressed by another speaker. Please don't use profanity and be respectful in your comments. There'll be another opportunity before the end of the meeting for public comment. Does anyone at this time wish to speak? I see that Susan Warner has her hand. Go ahead, Susan.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I just want to ask again what days the city is contemplating not maintaining the roads in the spring of 2025. Thank you. What are the dates? Thank you.
I don't believe we have. Oh, I'm sorry, you're raising your hand.
I'll try to answer that and note that this isn't meant to be a back and forth, but it's a flexible window, so we won't have dates until we're closer to the event. There's like a 45 to 60 day period in the contract where, you know, given we'll pick the best 30 day window. So it's not something we can necessarily give dates far out in advance. At least that was my understanding of the issue. I'm happy to be corrected by Kathy or someone else who's been closer to it.
And this is Shelley. We will also have a standby person as a backup if there's necessity for additional plowing during that period. Other than that, I think that's all we are prepared to say at this time. Do any other members of the public wish to make any comment? Okay, seeing none. Then we're moving on into the consent agenda. There are four items in the consent agenda. I don't know if this is an appropriate time, but I wanted to move number 9, which reads Lands Committee Member Notifications and Ratification to New Business, which I think is done without a motion. That leaves us with 4 items, and we're going to take number 8 last. Councilmember Taylor, just to kind of give you a heads up so that the treasurer can do his 3 reports in advance. Okay.
Okay, so the first NCO is 2501. That is the budgeted repair and replace from each department being moved from the checking account into AMLIP, as we do yearly. 2502 is $6,000 moved from the checking account into the gravel pit fund. Again, that was a budgeted item. And 2503 for $36,000, that is for the heat pump program. I'm not 100% sure, Mike. Is that?
That was. Yeah, this is Mike Taylor. That was to fund our, or to provide funding for us to draw from for the heat
city.
Pump installation in city buildings.
Yes, yes. So those are the 3 NCOs. And then the 4th thing, which I guess I'm supposed to talk about now, Shelley?
Yes, please.
Is the how we, the approval of the endowment fund award for FY25. This year, the smaller of the 2 numbers was $31,978.16. There was also the unused $10,000 that GPAC gave back in FY23, which no one applied for last year, giving us a total of $41,978.16 that can be used in endowment fund grants from the city for FY25.
Okay, are there any questions of Treasurer Sadler? Okay, I have a question, Madam Clerk. I'm not sure if I have an older version of item number 8 under city held accounts. It reads CP24-04 heat pump project, which I believe, should it read FY25-03 NCO?
I'm not sure. You're talking about the 2024 that's in the title of
the
item?
Oh, that was the
that's
capital.
Because that's when that project was approved, the scoping document was approved, so that's the title of the project. That's what the 2024 is, even though it's occurring in the fiscal year 25.
Okay, what does the CP, capital projects, I guess, huh? Thank you. Sorry, that was a silly question.
No,
alrighty. And at this point, let's see. Do any members of the public? We'll go deal with them one at a time. The first item is FY2501 NCO, the repair and replacement. Do any members of the public wish to have an, I guess that was, I'm sorry, I should have asked this first. Do any members of the public wish to have any item removed from the consent agenda? Okay, no, they don't. Do any council members wish to have any item removed from the consent agenda? They don't.
Well, we confirmed the one that you removed.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, I guess I'm in a little bit state of confusion this evening. Okay. All right. So, Council Member Moskowiak, I believe you have a motion to adopt the consent agenda.
And I think this motion should reflect that you want to drop item 9, right?
Yes, sir. I sent out an updated suggested motion. But if you could just add the minus 9 with the item number 9 with the title, that would be wonderful.
You bet. I move to adopt the consent agenda by unanimous consent, minus item 9.
All right. Thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second that. This is Vice Mayor Taylor.
Okay, Vice Mayor Taylor. And are there any objections to adopting the agenda by unanimous consent, minus item 9, the Lands Committee member notification, nominations and ratification? Okay, no objection. All right. I guess I should probably go ahead and read the motion before we move on. Did I miss that?
No, just hearing okay. None, the motion passes.
Hearing none. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Next item is the new business. This was titled Lands Committee Member Notification Nominations and Ratification. From here on, it'll be referred to as the Conservation Lands Advisory Committee, which was titled set out in the resolution. And I'll be making a motion. I sent in the packet was a memorandum, which I submitted, listing the names of five applicants who had applied for the committee, and we've had a sixth. So I'll be making a motion and then a motion to amend to add the sixth person. So the I move to ratify item 9, Conservation Lands Advisory Committee member nominations as follows: John F. Berry, Shelley K. Owens, Colleen I. Stansberry, Mike Taylor as the chair, and Susan Warner. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Did you add the, excuse me?
That will be an amendment.
That'll be amended in a moment.
Okay, Vice Mayor Taylor seconds the motion. Okay, the motion is made by Mayor Owens, seconded by Vice Mayor Taylor, to ratify item 9, Conservation Lands Advisory Committee member nominations. And at this time, I will make a motion to amend the motion. Correct, Madam Clerk. Okay, I move to amend the motion to ratify item 9, Conservation Lands Advisory Committee member nominations, by adding the nomination of Kathy Strebler to the Conservation Lands Advisory Committee. Is there a second?
I second that, Rachel Patrick.
Okay. Council Member Patrick seconds it. Okay, the motion is by Mayor Owens and seconded by Council Member Patrick to amend the motion to ratify item 9, Conservation Lands Advisory Committee member nominations, by adding the nomination of Kathy Strebler to the Conservation Lands Advisory Committee. Are we ready for, are there any objections at this point? Okay. Oh, you know. Let's see, I probably should be following the cheat sheet.
Okay. All right. You're on step four, council debate.
All right. Did the council wish to debate this issue at this time? Definitely no. Okay, we will put the question to a vote. And we're going to vote on the amendment. Do we vote on the amendment first? Okay. Yep. So we're going to vote on the motion to amend the motion. I'm sorry. Yes, to amend the motion to ratify item 9 Conservation Lands Advisory Committee member by adding the nomination of Kathy Strepler to the Conservation Lands Advisory Committee. Could we have a roll call vote, Madam Clerk?
Councilmember Patrick?
Yes.
Councilmember Muscoviac?
Yes.
Councilmember Bishop?
Yes.
Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Taylor?
Yes.
Madam Mayor?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay, unanimously. Okay, the next, we will put the main motion as amended. The question is on the adoption to amend the motion to ratify item 9 Conservation Lands Advisory Committee member by adding the nomination of Kathy Strebler to the Conservation Lands Advisory Committee. I didn't do it right, did I?
I think we're back to the main motion now. Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, the main motion for
yeah.
Adopt the committee as presented.
Yes. Yep. Okay. At this point, I'm...
The top of page 4.
Thank you, ma'am.
Can you ask if there's any further comment on that?
Yes. Thank you. Okay. Is there any public comment before we take a vote? I don't see public comment. Is there any council debate on this item? No council debate. Okay, we'll put the question to vote. The question is for the adoption of the motion as amended to ratify item 9 Conservation Lands Advisory Committee member nominations as follows. John F. Berry, Shelley K. Owens, Colleen I. Stansberry, Mike Taylor, Chair, Susan Warner, and Kathy Strebler. We have a roll call vote.
Councilmember Patrick?
Yes.
Councilmember Muscoviac?
Yes.
Member Bishop?
Yes.
Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Taylor?
Yes.
Madam Mayor?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay, congratulations, committee members. We are glad to have you on board. Okay, we are moving on to new business item 11, CY24-15, approving policy and procedure for a temporary heat pump incentive program. And Councilmember Taylor, do you have a motion?
Yes, Madam Mayor. I move to approve CY24-15. It's a resolution, CY24-15, approving policy and procedure for temporary heat pump incentive program.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, that Vice looks Mayor, like Vice Mayor, Mayor Taylor. And we'll need to have you Council Member Taylor will read the resolution.
Okay, yeah, I've got it on my screen here. This is resolution CY24-15, a resolution by the City of Gustavus approving policy and procedure for a temporary heat pump incentive program. Whereas the City of Gustavus envisions a distinctive community that prospers while and by protecting our natural resources. And whereas the city supports hydroelectric heating for Gustavus homes, businesses, agencies, and city buildings to reduce our community's carbon footprint and contribution to a warming planet. And whereas the city has been awarded grant funding in the amount of $20,000 by the National League of Cities Advancing Economic Mobility Rapid Grant Program to enable an incentive program for heat pump installations in Gustavus. And whereas the City of Gustavus is one of only 12 municipalities nationwide to be awarded a grant by the National League of Cities under this program. And whereas the grant funds must be used by January 31, 2025. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the City Council of Gustavus, Alaska, gratefully accepts the National League of Cities grant and establishes a temporary incentive program for heat pump installations at Gustavus residences, businesses, agency offices, and City of Gustavus buildings as a pass-through application of the grant funding only. Now, therefore, be it further resolved that the Gustavus City Council approves the attached document, policy and procedure for a temporary incentive program for heat pump installation, and directs the city mayor to implement the program immediately for the maximum benefit of the to the community. The temporary program sunsets January 31, 2025, and no additional city revenues are appropriated. Now, therefore, it be further resolved that the City Council thanks the National League of Cities for its generous grant in support of our community's vision and specifically of the city's responsible efforts to mitigate the challenges of climate change. Thank you also to Alaska Power and Telephone Company for suggesting and encouraging our grant application.
Okay, thank you, Councilmember Taylor. I would also note that the policy and procedure is starting on page 15, I believe, of our packet and an application form. And thank you for drafting all three of these documents. It was fine work. At this time, I'd welcome public comment. Does any member of the public wish to comment on the resolution? Okay, I don't see any hands raised. Do any council members wish to debate? Or nope. And then we'll put a question to the vote. Are we ready for the question? The question is on the adoption of the motion to approve CY24-15, approving policy and procedure for a temporary heat pump incentive program. Madam Clerk, may I have a roll call vote?
Councilmember Patrick? Yes.
Councilmember Muscoviac?
Yes.
Councilmember Bishop?
Yes.
Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Taylor?
Yes.
Madam Mayor?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay. The next item is a big item. This is the FY25-04 introduction providing amendments to City Ordinance Title 5 of the Elections Chapter. And I will ask, I believe, Councilmember Bishop has a motion.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Kyle Bishop here. I move to introduce FY25-04 introduction providing amendments to City Ordinance Title 5 Elections, Chapter 510, City Elections, Sections 510-10, Definitions, 510-120, Publishing Names, 510-130, Election Officials, Chapter 520, Election Equipment and Materials, Sections 520-50, Other Materials, Chapter 530, Election Procedures, Sections 530-10, Time for Opening and Closing Polls, 530-20, Distribution of Ballots, 530-30, Distribution of Other Election Materials, 530-40, Preparation of Ballot Box, 530-50, Voting, General Procedure, 530-60, Voting, Spoiled Ballots, 530-70, Voting, Question Ballots, 530-120, Ballots, Counting and Tallying, 530-140, Report of Election Results, 530-150, Posting Certificates of Preliminary Election Results, Chapter 540, Absentee Voting, Sections 540-40, Absentee Voting Procedures, 540-50, Absentee Ballots, Delivery, 540-70, Absentee Ballots by Mail, 540-80, Voting at the Polls, Absentee Voter, Surrender of Materials, 540-90, Retention of Absentee Ballots, Delivery, 540-100, Personal Representative Voting, 540-110, Personal Representative Voting Eligible Persons, 540-120, Personal Representative Voting Requests, 540-130, Personal Representative Voting Ballot and Envelope Form, 540, 140. Personal Representative Voting Procedures, Chapter 550. Review of Elections Returns, Sections 550-10. Election Review Committee Meeting. 550-20. Review to be public. 550-50. Procedure for Question Ballot Review. 550-70. Absentee Ballot. 550-80. Counting Absentee and Question Ballots. 550-90. Defective Ballots. 550-100. Certifying Result. 550-120. Certificate of Elections. Chapter 560. Contest of Elections. Sections 560-10. Contest of Elections. Contestant. 560-20. Notice of Contest and Procedure. And 560-400. Prohibited Practices Alleged. And that's it.
Thank you very much. Okay.
And, Taylor seconds it.
That was moved by Councilmember Bishop and seconded by Councilmember Taylor. And I've been told by our parliamentarian that I can give a short form of this. I move to introduce the motion has been made by Councilmember Bishop to introduce FY25-04, Introduction Providing Amendments to City Ordinance Title V of the Elections and Council, and seconded by Councilmember Taylor. I would ask at this time if the city clerk could explain what this is all about.
Yes, Madam Mayor. Liesl Barker, City Clerk. So I've been working over the last month or two on some of these revisions. Kyle, thank you for reading that. Unfortunately, that's how we have to title them. I did look it up. I did not enjoy writing it out. I took the notes from the prior clerk as well as some of the items that I've learned in my trainings and talking with our LGSs and some other folks. And kind of the big things to highlight in here, sounds like a lot, but it's not really, it's more nitpicky. So the first thing is adding the definitions of an election judge. They're appointed by the city clerk and approved by resolution by you, the city council, to serve at the day on the election day at the polling place. Outlining the election judge, that they are designated chair of the board by the city clerk, that the judges make up the election board, that the election review committee is indeed you, wonderful council members. There was some changes of, I guess, terminology from the, you canvass the election, but it's now no longer going to be the canvassing board, it's the election review committee. And those were the big things with the definitions. And then just updating the election official is a very broad umbrella term that kind of includes everybody that was defined there. So there are a lot of places where the broad election official term was used when it should have been more specifically the judges, and then other times where it can remain the broader version. So some of that was kind of keeping some consistency through there of outlining the jobs within that and the, I guess, what they're allowed to do, not changing what they're allowed to do, but just specifying whether it's a judge or overall election official. One of the other items was changing the time of the polling place to open instead of at 7:30 a.m. to open at 8 a.m. to follow in line with the state elections that occur at the same time and in the same polling place. We also took, well, with these proposed changes, it takes the personal representative voting that was already outlined in our ordinance, changes it to special needs. That then aligns us with the state as well. That's what they refer to for that type of voting, as well as making sure that that's included in our ballot counting procedures and just all the other little kind of steps within there that was left out of a lot of those. So just making sure that we kind of have those checks and balances for making sure that we know what special needs ballots are going out and what's coming back and how to account for those. Trying to think what else was in there. The publishing of names, that's a big one. I know that it has been a questioned item, not just here, but in other towns. And in our trainings, they told us that the candidates, when they file for office, that it should be updated daily and on a regular basis when possible that each candidate filed and what seat they have filed for. Once they turn that into me, that is public record, and that should be published on a regular basis. So a big thing within that publishing names is putting in that it's going to be published on a regular basis during that filing period, and then keeping it consistent with our three places, our three public places, the library, the post office, city hall, and then also putting it on our website. I think those were kind of like the biggest changes. A lot of it is just little minute things like ballot envelope versus secrecy sleeve, you know, just trying to keep it consistent terminology throughout. That is it, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Also heroic. One more thing.
I also was talking with our codification folks. I will have the same information, but presented in a much nicer manner with all the striped things from each section and then all the bold and underlined, provided this passes into public hearing for next month, because that's the way they have to have it for codification. So I'm currently working on it.
Okay, thank you. And is there public comment at this time about making these changes to the election chapter, election title? I don't see any out there. How about any members of the council? Are there any comments? Any debate? Mm-hmm. Yes, go ahead.
I'll just comment.
And this is
Vice, this is Vice Mayor Taylor. Now, I realize that, I guess I'm just now realizing this is an introduction for public hearing next month. Is that correct?
That's correct. Correct.
Okay, gotcha. Well, that makes me feel a little bit less alarmed about it. Certainly seeing this just, you know, since it wasn't on the packet at the work session and suddenly disappeared without me being aware that it was coming, definitely has me, you know, now sitting here speed reading it, deciding whether or not to vote to introduce it. It's not exactly an awesome place to be in. Although I have now completely speed read it, though I wasn't able to pay great attention to either of you while you were talking. And I don't see any, it seems like it's mostly nomenclature, posting the names, nothing super alarming, but I would love to have just a little bit more notice of things like this, if possible, coming forward.
That's completely understandable. I was out for 2 weeks with a medical issue, so that kind of put me a little behind on the editing of it. So my apologies. I had the best of intentions to have it for the work session.
Understood.
And I believe some of these changes have been a long time in coming, right? Was the previous city clerk had also worked on PIM? Okay. Other than that, any other comment? Yes, go ahead. Councilmember Taylor.
This is Mike Taylor. I would just say it is important that all council members read this whole thing carefully and think about whether we're covering everything that needs to be covered. We're going to have public hearing next month. The public may have views on this, and then we've got to decide whether we adopt it as presented at this point, or whether there's anything we need to amend. So it is pretty important to get this stuff right. We've had some issues in the past with regard to a contested election, and I think this is the opportunity to smooth some of that stuff out. So we need to all study it carefully before voting on it next month.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? All right. And if we're ready, the question is on the adoption of the motion to introduce FY25-04, Introduction Providing Amendments to City Ordinance Title 5 of the Elections Title. Madam Clerk, could we have a roll call vote?
Councilmember Patrick?
Yes.
Councilmember Muscoviac?
Yes.
Councilmember Bishop?
Yes.
Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Taylor?
Yes.
Madam Mayor?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay. And this brings us to council member reports. Do any council members wish to provide reports of any projects that they've been working on? Yes, go ahead, Council Member Taylor.
I'll just say that with regard to our playground walkway, Chuck Schroth has reported to me that the materials for the walkway are here in Gustavus now, and he'll be beginning that project as soon as he finishes the ditch work at the DRC. So We can look forward to seeing that moving forward.
Okay, and that's the Salmon River Park.
Salmon River.
Thank you.
The handicapped walkway, which will run from the parking area, then along the backside of the play equipment and terminate at the walkway to the restrooms.
Thank you. And I see that Councilmember Muscoviac has his hand raised. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, we did an application for removing two abandoned floats in the Salmon River with Alaska Sea Grant, and we were denied.
Thank you.
So particularly the one with styrofoam, maybe the city could take that on and get that out of the environment. But that's an issue for another time.
All right. Thank you, Jim. And then the last report is the mayor's report. And it's been a super busy month with a number of grants and projects, which the city administrator described, including the disposal and recycling center Balefield expansion project, the Gustavus Volunteer Fire Department truck and skid unit, the National League of Cities heat pump incentive grant, Department of Environmental Conservation Village Safe Water Planning Project to develop alternatives to long-term septic needs for Gustavus and the Salmon River Park Playground Boardwalk Project and other grant applications in progress. And we did have a town hall meeting with the Village Safe Water folks to talk about how they'll be proceeding to give us options for long-term septic needs. Road maintenance, we've been busy with issues regarding how to develop a continuing source of gravel, projects for clearing ditches, adding culverts, adding material to existing roads. We've met with residents regarding same old road ditch, and I've received correspondence in the last couple of days, which I forwarded to the council. We're grateful for their feedback and input, and we'll communicate with them as we seek solutions to issues of road flooding in the area. I wanted to offer condolences or heartfelt condolences to the families of John Howell and Greg Strebler. City is very grateful to have had the contributions of these two men as members of the city council. The city and we as individuals are very fortunate for having known them. Public access on the Hydro Road, the dispute resolution process with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission continues. We submitted a proposal on behalf of the community June 27th and are awaiting a response from the other parties. The Hoonah Borough petition, the Local Boundary Commission staff just released its final report on the petition to dissolve the city of Hoonah and incorporate the Hoonah Borough. Same as the preliminary report, Local Boundary Commission staff did not recommend adopting the petition in its current form. There'll be a public hearing with the local boundary, five members of the Local Boundary Commission and Hoonah on Thursday, September 5th. It will be available by Zoom. And farewell and welcome. Larry Platt resigned as Submarine Facilities Coordinator effective August 2nd. We thank him for his service to Gustavus and wish him well. And we're very pleased to announce that Ken McGowan has been hired to fill the position. You may recognize Ken from his work on the dock measuring and recording fish catch sizes for Alaska Fish and Game, from COVID testing at the airport, and from his bicycle repair shop in the old post office. He joins us after a long career as a kayak guide, including in Antarctica. We welcome Ken aboard. And then finally, please drive carefully. We've received concerns about vans and vehicles speeding on Glen's Ditch Road to Nagoonberry Trail, in one case endangering a person's dog. Please let visitors know it's a narrow road without an exit at the end, and to drive carefully and respectfully. And that's all I have to say. Anybody have any questions or comments? I see none. This brings us to the second opportunity for public comment on non-agenda items. Do any members of the public wish to speak at this time? All right, I don't see any hands raised or no one is speaking out. So it is 7:49, and unless there's any further business, nope, the meeting is adjourned at 7:50 p.m. Thank you, everybody. Good night.